this is why we're single.
You're listening to DB, Dre Tyson, and L.E. to the O.N. on That's Why We're Single podcast.
La, 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 this is why we're single. La, 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 la. This is why we're single. He's a podcast, right? And I feel all right. The fellas from the Midwest side. So I reach for the Henny and I turn it up. DB, Dre, and Leon in the cut. Hit the short north, get faded. Honeys in the streets say y'all about to make it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. Sit back and listen, let the podcast ride. Listen up close and don't forget to subscribe.
Yo, 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 what's good, everyone? My name is DB.
Yeah, it's your boy, L.E. to the O.N.
Hello, my friends. It is Dre.
Man, what the fuck
what
is that?
What in the hell is that, bruh?
What the fuck was that?
All right, man, it's Dre, man.
Damn. Yo, yo, we are the fellas, and this is That's Why We're Single, the
That's why we're
podcast.
Single, niggas.
That is exactly why we single, because this dude.
Because this nigga right here.
I don't know what that was, bruh, but.
Yeah, we like, he came out like he was from the fucking Simpsons.
I was about to say, Apu. He's the quickie mom.
Hey, man, fuck you.
I do looking ass.
That shit funny,
yo,
bro.
Man, before we get any further, man, let's go ahead and make sure we shout out all of our social media.
Hell yeah.
Follow us on Instagram. That's why we're single. Follow us on Facebook. That's why we're single.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter. That's why we're the number one.
And
this, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, okay.
You got it.
It makes sense now.
It makes sense now.
It makes fucking sense
like
now.
Like one single. Bam,
no cap.
Got it.
There it is. And, all caps. No caps.
And then make sure. Make sure you subscribe to your favorite podcast listening station at anchor.fm/ That's Why We're Single.
That's what I'm talking
so
about.
So without further ado, man.
We fucking here, bruh.
We here.
Shout out to my Instagram page. I'm being a little selfish right now.
Man, boy,
but you see,
Dra period Tyson.
You see what happened with folks get haircuts on Fridays?
IG.
Listen.
Spice Adams.
Wherever y'all want to find me, I'm there.
See, that's why this nigga is single.
Looking ass.
That's why he's single. Then they're going to be selfish.
Oh, I'm going to get my promo.
Right, bro.
Y'all niggas better catch up.
Right.
Boy, Leon, you want to say something?
So, since he going to be selfish,
right?
Why not be selfish then? You feel me? Well, once again, it's your boy, L.E. to the O.N. 313rd in the building. Mm. If you don't know, now you know, and knowing it's half the battle.
I thought you was about to hit us with the
First off, the first thing I want to do is shout outs.
Let's go straight to it. First off,
I want to give a shout out to the homie Trav Dave.
Absolutely.
For all the fucking, you know, knowledge that he provided us, provided me. Make sure we get this shit popping.
Absolutely.
Shout out to my nigga Des Arnez.
Absolutely.
And shout out to my nigga Reese, man.
Absolutely.
We gotta shout out to these niggas because they laid the foundation for what we about to do. So what we talk about, make sure y'all follow the niggas. Make sure y'all listen to everything that they do because
they do
the damn thing.
Absolutely.
That's one of the first things. That's one of the first shots.
We gotta pay homage.
Because like I said, they the homie. So
right.
I gotta do that. So that's straight up and down. Y'all got any shout outs?
Man, we gotta definitely shout out the Take Control podcast.
Oh, for
man.
Sure.
You gotta shout out to them. Absolutely. They gave us our first break, you know what I'm saying? Gave me and Dre an opportunity to get on there and
hey, they don't want me on that motherfucker.
They don't want you on that.
They don't want me on that.
Where's Hilton? Go get Hilton. Go get Hilton. Y'all make sure y'all listen to them. Make sure y'all definitely tune in to the episode called How They See Us.
Oh, I'm gonna say
when they see us.
When they see us. Yeah, I know
like,
it's one
just
of
like
them.
The movie on Netflix.
Exactly. Y'all make sure y'all listen to that. Make sure y'all not around any of y'all lighter skinned counterparts because it's gonna make you mad, bro. It's gonna make you mad how they see us, man. So, but definitely shout out to Take Control, man.
For sure. Hey,
what's up?
Shout out to my homegirl Karima.
Me and her,
we did the I'm just saying event.
Hashtag I'm just saying for sure.
That's what I like to hear.
It's an open discussion just about relationships. I think that's kind of how Darius thought about this process in a sense. He came to the event and kind of just ran with it into the podcast. So, also shout out to Brandy. She was a host on it, Brandy Hale. So. You know, just make sure y'all check it out the next event. I mean, let's get this shit going.
I got one more shout out.
One more.
This is it.
Another one.
Shout out to my partner in crime.
Shout out to my nigga Storm.
Yes.
The Storm.
Yes.
Shout out to her. Yeah, what he did.
Fam, you know I got sound effects. Got like, sound effects. You ain't even got to do that, bro. You ain't even got to do that, bro. We're going to do that in editing, baby. Don't worry about that.
Shout out to my nigga The Storm. It's a motherfucking thing. Another podcast that, you know what I'm saying, that my brothers, they definitely going to get on because it's a fucking thing. That's all I'm going to say.
Absolutely.
Just follow that page, too. We'll send all that shit out. But this right now, this is about why we're motherfucking saying.
This is about us right now. This is about us right now.
Oh, I appreciate it. That
Tierra Marie shit was hilarious.
Hey, she was fucked up. Hey,
she did some shit, boy.
Hey, she was on that shit. You feel me?
And if you have no idea what they talking about, you need to tune in to these podcasts.
You gotta tune in.
We make sure that we pay homage to all those that came before us and showed us how to do this shit. But now, without further ado, it's our time to shine, baby. Let's go, man. So the first...
Nigga, he got the fucking...
I'm muting this dude, man. I'm about to mute this man.
Everybody shoot this nigga like around the whore. Right. This nigga with the mute button real fast.
Damn, I can't get the rock.
Right. Damn.
That's why
freezes the guy out early.
Right. But no, for real though, man. We just came on here to give y'all a quick little tidbit, man. It's... You know, hopefully when you listen to this, it's July 1st. I know you guys have been
waiting. It's going to be July 1st.
It's going to be July 1st. You feel me? You know?
Nigga, June came by so fast.
Nigga, the first half of the year came by so fast.
That's crazy.
Like, fam, like, it's already, like, July, dog.
And it's hot
like,
as fuck man. Outside.
It's like respect. 90.
It's not respect, nigga.
We need that. Nigga, it's been winter for, like, 8 months, bro. Right,
you
it
right. Has,
like,
you
raining and shit.
It has.
Come
it
on,
has.
Man. You need this.
Right.
It's but hot real, boy summer.
But real talk though, man, we came on here real quick to talk to y'all first and foremost because the number one question that we've been getting besides when it's dropping and we answered it is why we doing this.
Yeah.
So we decided to come on real quick, drop y'all with a little bit of knowledge as far as like why we wanted to do this, you know, where it came from. Why we single. We just gonna shoot the shit real quick.
That's
you know
what I'm
saying.
Though.
So Leon, take it off, man.
So, first off, like, everyone keep asking me, like, I be in bars, niggas is asking me, like, what is the concept of this fucking show? Like, what is the purpose of this is why we're single, or that's why we're single? Like, the reason behind this is, like, we want to give shit, and this is just, first off, this is going to be my perspective. Like, I want to give a point of view of dating from the male's point of view, like through a male's eyes, because we always get, I feel like we get bashed everywhere the fuck we go.
We do, bro.
Like, it just happens. Like, I don't understand why. Like,
it's our fault.
First off, black men don't cheat. So
Black men don't cheat.
And if you want to do something about it, fight me. You feel right. me? You see me. You feel me? Ain't no problem with it. But that's my perspective. Like, I want to bring that side to it. Like, I want to talk about, like, this is the purpose. This is why we're single. Like, we say shit every day. This is why we're single.
Like, it's some crazy shit going on both sides of the field. Men got their own thing about women.
Yep.
Women got their own thing about men.
But we don't really.
You know, we definitely hear a lot of perspectives from women. And as the show progresses and grows, we're definitely going to have a lot of women on the show.
For sure.
You're going to hear the female perspective. That's another one. Y'all should get females on the show. We respect that. But.
It's our shit.
It's going to be us for a
second.
It's
our shit.
Honest opinions.
Let me, you know what I'm saying, swing my thing real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Pause.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Whoa. Yo, first off, he ER'd you. That's number one. Whoa. Dre, what's your thoughts, brother?
I think just as our generation, period, like, one thing I do hate is when women say, oh, y'all, our generation just don't know how to date or we this, we that, and then vice versa even. So I think we're going to give kind of that insight because a lot of women don't get a chance to just talk to men.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially not on the friend level.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that
and they always think
we all homies. We all homies. So we the people that y'all can listen to. If y'all have anything that y'all want to say, any questions y'all want to ask, send them through. We down, open discussion. Our open and honest opinion, so it don't take anything personal because this is Leon's opinion, this is Dre's opinion, this is Darius' opinion.
Yeah.
This is just our opinion. If you feel some kind of way,
add us.
Yeah, talk to us separately.
No, you can add me, baby.
That's Leon, bro.
At me, Ellie to the O-N, baby.
Don't be out here giving my government name, yeah, man. I got folks looking for me, man. Don't be out here giving my government name. Like, bro.
Listen, my name is in my Twitter. I am okay with it.
Man, low key.
Yeah, low key.
I gotta live with it.
High key, really, right? Yo, so a couple of things we want to establish, like, as far as, like, what the show is pretty much going to be about and what our established code of conduct is.
Yeah.
Number one, we are not here to bash anyone.
At all.
This is not about to be a podcast where it's three men sitting up here, three bitter men, and I say that with air quotes.
Super air quotes.
I ain't bitter.
Bashing women. It's not about that.
It's not no bitterness over here, baby.
There's no bitterness about it. We love women.
Love them.
I love my black queens.
I love all women.
Emphasize black queens.
I love all women, but you know, we definitely.
This nigga Dre is about to be on some pro black shit. Right.
Fight the power, baby.
Hey, only thing I know is this: we turn off the lights, everybody black.
What's good? How long?
You one of them niggas.
What's good? What's good? All vagina pink, dog.
Hey,
listen.
I hope y'all kids not listening.
y'all seen
the explicit warning on the podcast. Why y'all got y'all kids listening? Y'all are some bad parents. We are here to give open and honest feedback and give our opinions. You know what I'm saying? This is not necessarily the blueprint for all men. Like when a woman says something, it's not the blueprint for all women. This is just our opinion. This is from our experiences dealing with love, dealing with dating, me personally dealing with marriage. You know what I'm saying? So, hello. Right. So, this is going to be our experiences. You know what I'm saying? This ain't the end all be all, but we just want to give you guys another avenue as far as like looking through this thing from a male's perspective.
Absolutely.
This is not a show for us to be bitter. This is just a show for us to give our insight through our perspective on dating and relationships.
Absolutely.
So
on G-Baby and Saint.
So if you decided to come here and be pro, like, you know, anytime a dude gives his opinion about love and relationships, it's got to be, you know, to bash women. That's not what it's about. You don't have to uplift one. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to put one down to uplift one. You
there feel me?
So like we going to have fun. We going to joke. We going to crack jokes. We going to
I feel like this nigga preaching right now. So no, I don't know.
Hold on.
Listen, I don't know what the hell just happened there. Drake's getting really preachy.
I
say, I don't know what you can so basically, listen, but this going to be about the men. It's going to be about the women.
Since Steve Harvey retired, we taking over.
Right. I mean, he retired for real?
Did they force retire his ass?
Yeah,
his show's over with.
Yeah, they didn't renew his show.
Oh man, so we gotta.
Oh, so we really gotta think like a man right now.
So we can do.
We gotta turn this up.
We can do the strawberry letter.
There it is.
We can do right.
We can sell his whole concept.
We sell that
and make it into a podcast.
There it is. Then
Drake can wear the Steve Harvey suits from K&G. Buy one, get three free.
Damn, Dre, you wear KG suits?
Sometimes. I mean, depending on
the budget.
Hey,
you know what, though? I ain't going to stay. I definitely got one in the closet.
Depending on the budget, you know what I'm saying?
I'm straight, man. Y'all better get something fitted, man. Come in here walking.
I got a tailor, too.
Y'all got a tailor on deck.
Steve Harvey suits look like everybody that the 2003 draft class wore. Like, that suit LeBron wore to get drafted. That's what Steve Harvey suits look like.
Bruh. That shit was bad.
Mellow, it was horrible, man. White one, if I'm not mistaken.
He did. Definitely did. Hey, that shit look crazy,
bro.
Oh, man.
All right, man. So, you know what I'm saying? While we got some time, hey, I'm gonna put it out there, bro.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Talk. Oh, me.
Yes, Dre. What's up? Leon first.
What's up, baby?
Why you single?
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
See, because...
see, the moons and the stars, yeah, they not aligned.
You know what I'm saying? My zodiac sign. Because you know everybody be like the zodiac sign didn't align with my ex. So
my name is Raz.
Nah, but
and I'm a sage.
Seriously though,
I know exactly what a girl wants.
Me right now and where I'm at, hot boy summer. You know what I'm saying?
Hot boy
summer all 2019. So it's not just a summer, it's a whole year.
Oh,
first
about
of all,
to say, I was doing the math. Like.
I'm out here.
I got summer for like 2 months.
You see me over scratching my head like, wait.
I'm out here living life, man. I'm just tripping, having fun, traveling, doing what I want to do. I mean, if it comes, it comes. But honestly, at this point, single life is beneficial to me right now. Just was in a relationship about 3 years ago. Oof.
Damn, it's been three?
Yeah,
damn,
nigga, time. Nigga, time flies. I ain't know you, nigga, because I was in the house when I was in the relationship.
There it
is.
Oh, I was a house nigga.
Yeah.
House
yes,
nigga.
Ma'am.
but now, you know what I'm saying?
Sometime. Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I get in that relationship because I don't believe in cheating. So when I get in that joint, I'm in that joint. Like, it ain't no outside distractions. That is what it is. So, nigga said for shizzle. Like, it's 2007. But, I mean, for me, I'm here. I'm here for a good time.
There it is.
I'm not saying that I won't be ready for a good time.
Not a long time, huh?
You know, but I'm not saying that I'm not interested in a relationship. But right now, I mean, let's have fun. Let's figure it out. Let's build this friendship, and then we can move into that. But right now, let's just kick it.
I'm gonna ask you this question though: You vibing with somebody?
No, not really. I mean,
that's real.
I got an apple of my eye and my potential. Why? Oh, that R. Kelly. Never mind. But that Usher, that was Usher. Damn. Don't cancel me.
Real quick though, is it still too soon to sing R. Kelly? I'm from Chicago, so you know R. Kelly.
So first
is like,
off, so listen. So since that's the question that's being had, I'm gonna go ahead and respond.
Mm-hmm.
I still fuck with R. Kelly.
Yeah.
Listen, I fuck with R. Kelly. I don't fuck with Robert Kelly. I know how to change it. It's a different type of person. Right, like Robert Kelly, he did some weird shit.
Yeah.
But R. Kelly, my nigga got it, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's definitely a GOAT.
He still nigga. If Step in the Name of Love came on right now, nigga gonna hit his two
step. Get real different.
That's all.
I'm gonna tell y'all right now. I know LeBron is right now filming Space Jam 2. Space Jam 2 will not do as well as Space Jam 1 only because they ain't got I Believe I Can Fly.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to disagree, though.
Who's gonna be the I Believe I Can Fly?
I get what you're saying, but I think it's going to do... The music did make Space Jam 1. It did.
They had Seal.
Fly like an eagle.
It did. Yeah. It did. But I'm going to tell you this, though. What's going to happen? It got women in this one, though. Like women Facts. NBA players, so Facts. that's gonna bring a different demographic
for sure
to that.
I agree.
So it may be different though.
I don't know if they putting up R. Kelly. I Believe I Can Fly numbers.
I agree.
Everybody, if you graduated high school or grammar school, I'm from Chicago. What they call it? Middle school here. Yeah. If you graduated middle school, elementary school in 1997.
Oh no! Now you're right.
If you graduated in 1997,
that was one of your songs.
Everybody sung "I Believe I Can Fly."
Yeah, that was definitely your song.
Everybody graduation. Everybody. Yeah.
That was about three, four years
from
running.
Kindergarten, fifth grade, eighth grade. Graduation.
I don't see. That's no always, artist
but,
putting up a song like
but
that. I'm gonna
tell you this though. Ain't a lot of artists out here doing that either.
No, especially on the R&B side.
Not on the R. Name the next R&B singer right now. I'll wait.
It ain't many.
look! I'll wait.
Don't worry about it.
That's cool.
But let's get back. Let's get back. We're gonna say that for another podcast. Yeah, let's get back to.
So I gave y'all why I'm single. What I got going on. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody right now where I'm committed to or fully invested in. So let's switch gears as LeVar Ball would say, and
switch gears with me anytime.
Whoa, Leon.
What brings you here? Why are you single, bro?
So listen, I'm picky as fuck. That's number one. I am.
Point blank, period.
Yeah, it's just that. Like, I've been picky a long time. I mean, I've definitely had women that I definitely should have made my wife for real. Not girlfriend. I'm gonna say wife.
Wow.
Like straight up, you feel me?
Okay.
I mean, I definitely vibe with people. Am I vibing with somebody right now? Yeah, I mean, we cool. Like, we talk on a regular basis. So, I could say that's a vibe, but that's what that is.
Right.
Do I foresee myself into something? I don't know. Whatever the cards play, that's what the cards play. Like, I ain't rushing nothing. I ain't been rushing nothing. And I'm low-key oblivious, and I'm low-key nonchalant when it comes to shit, too. So, like... That's the first step. Like, I gotta admit the shit.
You know, you feel me?
I know what the fuck is happening. So that's really what it is. That's why I'm single. So I'm really cut and dry with it. That's it. I ain't really got no backstories. Right. I ain't got none of that. Like, it is what it is at this point.
That's what it is.
And I'm all for giving out throw babies. What's up?
Whoa. Whoa, I knew that was gonna come
talk
up.
To him.
Talk to him.
Hey, I wish y'all could, I wish y'all could see what the fuck I just did. Hey, that shit was low key sassy. You know? That motherfucker was sassy. Oh, was he
boy,
now?
That boy, his hand on his hip, he threw his neck back like.
I ain't throw my neck back. He's like, first off, we ain't gonna do that. We're not doing that here today, sir. So, I'm a bounce pass this motherfucker over to you, my nigga DB.
Ooh, I wasn't ready.
Why are you single, my guy?
I don't know why I said I wasn't ready when it's only three of us and I'm last.
I know. Like, what the fuck? You feel me?
Ooh-wee. So, this is a good one, y'all. So, why am I single? Let me give you a backstory real quick. So, those of y'all that don't know me, you know what I'm saying, from the Columbus, Ohio area, the Chicago area, I was married.
How long were you married? If you can say it.
I was married for 7 years.
Okay.
Officially for 7 years. We separated in 2017. Was official 2018. I feel like, you know, when it comes to why I'm single, you know, I just really think that the bar was set so high that it's hard for me to, you know, not only one, you know, I have to, unfortunately, my past is makes me who I am today. So
I think that's all of us though.
Right. So, you know, knowing what I had, you know, it's trying to find somebody that's close to that, you know, or on that equal level. You know, in addition to that, also, you know, obviously opening yourself to someone and, you know, being completely vulnerable as you should in a marriage, you know, it's hard to recover from, you know, like
right.
they say when it comes to the heart, you know, heals faster. I mean, the heart heals slower than, you know what I'm saying, regular muscles do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can break a bone, you'll be good in 6 weeks with a cast. You know, that emotional distress, you know, takes a long, long time.
Therapy, so, brother.
And I'm not necessarily saying that, you know, we went through emotional distress or anything like that. Trust me, I didn't get married to get divorced.
Right.
You know, but unfortunately, life happens, things happen, you know, and you know, that was a situation that we had to make a choice for. So, you know, nothing more so to say about that. But just as far as like why I'm personally single, it's, you know, being a older gentleman, no kids, well established, you know what I'm saying? Very, you know, I would say well established, very established, if you want to say it like that. You know, it's just hard to find somebody that, you know, checks the boxes that I want. You feel me? We all have our boxes. We all have our, you know, our just, you know, non-negotiables. We have those gray areas.
That sounds like a deal breaker to me.
We got those non-negotiables. So coming, you know, and trying to find, you know, someone that, you know, checks off a lot of those boxes at my age, and I'm not too old, I'm 36, you know, it's sometimes it's a little difficult, you know, that's all. Am I vibing? Before y'all even ask me, am I vibing with somebody? Yeah, I'm vibing. You know, we out here definitely vibing, you know what I'm saying? Enjoying ourselves, enjoying our company. It's not going to be a hot boy summer for me. It's
hot boy all 2019.
It's not going to be a hot, you know, boy 2019. Might be a mixie 2019.
I'll be the first nigga in the relationship.
Might be
too.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. We're not about to skip over that. What the fuck just happened? My nigga said he may be the first.
Watch, I'm be the first nigga. Cause, so y'all niggas vibing. I'm a nigga like, nah, I ain't really doing shit.
And then next year, you know,
I'm in love. Like, yeah, man, so, I love her,
we're
man.
We're gonna be putting out a fucking ad talking about, yeah, so we looking for a motherfucking third co-host right now.
Because this motherfucker not single no more.
Speaking of that, though, like, that's another question that we got a lot of feedback on.
Did.
Oh, so what happens if one of y'all get in a relationship? My nigga, it's a title. Like, yeah. Two other niggas are still single.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? And we can even go from the other perspective of why are you in a relationship? So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or how's your relationship? Like, even though
you might like, get into the relationship?
You feel me? You got to be transparent with your partner.
Where all the good men at?
Yeah.
Where your friends at?
Listen, but we communication is key, too. You feel me? Like, oh, shit. I just dropped the gym.
And low key. And low key.
Bing, 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 bing. Oh, yeah. You didn't want that.
Low key.
You
didn't want that one. You don't want that one. You have to mute you out, bro. Put you on timeout, bro.
Bing, 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 bing.
And sound effects, nigga.
And low key, you single. And low key, you single till you married. Hello.
Listen. Hello. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Because the last time I motherfucking checked.
What you check?
Them taxes, though. Mm. It don't say, oh, you in a relationship. Nigga, it say, you say single, divorce.
No, you got single, you got married, and you got head of household. You make your choice.
Oh, there it is.
Or you want to marry file separately. It's only four choices.
See?
I've done all four.
So, first off, I've done all four. And then, okay, my fault. It could have been application then. Because it do say single, married,
it does say
widowed,
that.
Or divorced.
Right, right.
It don't say no, oh yeah, you in a relationship with Sean. It don't say that shit.
Right. You don't get no tax breaks for being in no relationship. Shit.
Hey, if I can't claim you, right. We single then, baby.
Right, so.
Keep it a buck. Your kid too.
Keep it a buck.
You.
Keep it a buck and a half.
Oh, listen. Hey, especially if you got kids.
And they claim the kid too.
Keep it a buck and a half, bro.
Let's go ahead. Let's make that
We treat happen. Kids like basketball, baby. Make them or take them. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Boy, I don't know.
What?
Where did we find this? Either you make the baby or you take the baby with the woman, brother. That's what I'm saying. Oh, make them or take them.
Hey, he got real. He got excited on that.
Bro, I'm going to smack the table.
I swear, if y'all could literally like look at our faces right now, man, like y'all would be looking like...
Make him take.
We giving this man the crickets. Insert the crickets.
Wow.
We inserting the crickets right here.
Niggas gonna fuck with kids
sound
now?
Effect right here.
Wow. Wow. Y'all make some women with kids?
Who?
Y'all.
Huh?
Huh?
Excuse me, say what?
Yeah, that's why crazy. I'm single. So no, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding.
Man.
So if you want to talk about that, hold on one second.
I'm about to say, I just got there like last week though. Like
really?
Yeah, I wasn't really.
You're not gonna do that?
Once you get out, like I'm 29. Damn, we just throwing our age out there.
Throwing it out there.
But it's like
36. What's good?
You know what I'm saying? But it's like as you get older, it's like everybody got kids, so you gotta low key adjust to that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying my last joint, all the ones I've dealt with recently, except one, is half kids. Kids.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. But see, the thing is though, that's not the reason why I'm single. But the reason is just like I'm a spontaneous person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You feel me? So by me being
same
spontaneous,
way. You
want to
do
it's
shit.
Like I want to just do shit when I want to do shit. So mm-hmm. It's like I can't automatically just get. I can't like. I mean, I can include you absolutely, but. Mm-hmm. Like, how hard, like, it's going to be difficult
on
for
Wednesday
you.
On a Wednesday me? Night, like, you can't just hit her up like, yo, try to get some drinks.
Especially, like, if they're not of age.
I'm on a babysitter.
If the kids aren't of age.
Oh, you're talking about with kids? Oh, yeah, with kids.
Yeah, if the kids aren't of age, they can't really do.
Yeah. Like, it's
they
a little
really
bit harder.
As much shit as they want to.
Unless the kid older, like you said,
Once again, these are our opinions. Y'all can definitely, like, y'all can give us feedback on that. But in my experience, with what I've dealt with, it's very hard to date a female that has kids and you just can't automatically, they want you to plan shit. Yeah. Like, which is cool. I can plan shit, but I got to plan it around your time. Yeah.
I'm the same way. When I'm ready to do something, it could be today, right now, it could be what a time, you know what I'm saying? It's 8 something.
Yeah.
I could be hit you up like, yo, at 9:30, you trying to meet up for drinks.
Yeah. And if you can't do it, you can't do it. But it's like, at this point, it's like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like
I would have loved your company. Now I gotta either A, go by myself, or B, look for another option, or you know what I'm saying? You gotta do what you gotta do sometimes. Hot Boy Summer 2019.
Hot Boy Summer
option.
2019.
I ain't vibing with nobody.
Oh,
there it is.
There it is.
So he put his disclaimer out there.
But when I'm with you, I love you.
There it is. Oh, you are his. He living his life. Boy, under 30, no kids. I'd have been to your. He got a pool in his crib. I might be going to your pool tomorrow. Like we gonna get you booed up, man. We gonna get you booed up, baby.
I'm be in the house. It ain't gonna be good.
All right, we gonna get you.
Hey, Dre, come do this podcast.
Andy Cook.
Y'all come to me.
Hey, Dre, come do this podcast.
Nah.
Y'all come over to my crib.
Yeah, y'all come over my crib.
My nigga, he don't want to do all that.
Right.
Get my girl. You know what I'm saying? I don't
know. Some friends. Tell her to bring some friends.
All of my just got friends. I wish I could sing.
So let's talk about you know some topics that we're gonna be discussing.
Okay, for sure.
In the future of the podcast, because we've been definitely, like I say, this is something we've been working on for months.
Yeah,
this ain't just something that, you know what I'm saying, we literally just put together and just like, yeah, let's just go ahead and record and do some damn podcast. We put a lot of effort, a lot of work, some depth and some debt in this one.
Like, y'all can't see me, but I'm tapping my spot. Right. You can't see me, but I'm tapping my head.
Say it one more time for those, you know what I'm saying, it's hard to hear. We put some depth and we put some debt into this podcast. Yes, you know what I'm saying? Had to enunciate real quick. So we gonna be hitting everything. I thought it was enunciate,
but you right. What? He's smart. You smart. You went to college. I barely made it through. So
no, but you're a brilliant man. Don't get it twisted. College just knows.
That's why I'm not single.
Look, all college does low key is teach somebody how to learn. That's it. Because you get a job, they're gonna teach you exactly what you want to what's in there.
Relearn everything. You'll need nothing
that's
from
a, exactly. So you're right. If DePaul wants to take back my degree and give me back that $50,000 I got in debt, by all means, it's yours, bro.
$50,000.
$40.
All right, y'all. So we're gonna be talking about things like the power of therapy.
I think it's very valid. I think therapy is definitely needed within
black men relationship. Sure.
Black men, but then once you actually get into a relationship, yeah. I think you definitely need to do that before marriage, during marriage, sure. Even like while you're like if it happens.
It's just so much stuff that in our lives that we don't even think about or think that are uncovered.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your relationship with your dad, with your mom, like it's so much stuff. You may treat somebody a certain way, but you don't even notice it. But it's like, I treat you like that because my mom, you know what I'm saying? She never told me she loved me. She never gave me the, and that shit deep. Like,
it is. Yeah. No, for sure. So
absolutely.
I'm a very valid person for that. You need me? Holla at me.
There it is.
We're going to talk about, this is when I'm real near and dear to my heart that we're going to talk about. Men ain't shit.
So I saw that. So like we have our group chat, and like I saw that, and I'm trying to wrap my head around that one because
I'm about to bring, I don't understand.
Guests. Yeah, we definitely need, because I ain't talking about that. Like nigga, first off, like my nigga Dez on there says, nigga, we the prize. First off, that's number one.
Hello,
hey, if you got a problem with what I said, you can at me. There it is. All right. We the prize. All right. We the kings. Y'all came from my rib. Okay.
Here's a good one, because I seen this one flying around social media. Am I getting hoarse? I don't know.
What?
I don't know. I seem like getting hoarse. I feel like my voice got lighter.
This is a good one.
I seen floating around social media this week. Who pays the bills? I'm going to give you an example for this one. So seeing that meme that was going around talking about, you know, the 50-50 date. And how you expect your king, how you expect you to have a king if you know what I'm saying, how you expect him to treat you like a queen if you're not treating him like a king type thing.
Right.
So we gonna discuss that. What y'all feelings on that?
Ooh. Well, I mean,
I'm old school on that stuff.
So I'm old school, but then I also have modern ways.
What a twist.
I have modern ways, because if you ask me on this date, guess what we gonna do? You treat baby.
Baby, that's how I feel.
That's how I look at it though. But it just all depends on A, who it is. That's number one. And then B, where I am financially.
Did he just hit it with the, I hope so.
No, I feel you on that. Like I said, I'm old school for the most part, but sometimes it's like, I don't want to do nothing. You hit me up, you like, yo, let's go get some food.
You got it?
You got it? Yeah, like what's going on? Because
like what chilling. We
in. Yeah, right.
Like
I'm
what we
chilling.
In.
Like
you feel know? Me?
So I definitely feel you on that. As far as like the main bills, like the household and stuff, that's relationship stuff. That's case by case with me.
It is. You know what I'm saying? I dig that. Yeah. For sure. I dig that.
Let's scroll down. I don't want to give y'all everything. We got to have y'all. Yeah, okay, y'all come back for something. Oh, yeah,
we got to keep y'all guessing.
We going to go with, this is a good one. Zodiac signs.
I don't believe in that shit.
I don't know. I think I'm going to marry a Libra.
I don't know. First off, the only reason why I know what my zodiac sign is, because I'm a Taurus and some of the shit that be saying be true, but then again,
it be so damn broad.
It be broad as fuck. Like, so that's why I say I don't believe in it.
It be like a Friday, be like, you were coming into money today. Like, nigga, it's payday.
I'm not about to get
I know that.
You about to get, it'd be February, you about to get a large sum of money. Nigga, I've been waiting for these taxes. I know what the fuck I'm about to get. You've been waiting for these motherfucking taxes to hit, goddammit. Let's go.
Yeah, so whenever I see that shit, like, I don't really believe in it because, like, first off, I barely remember, like, niggas' birthdays anyway, so how the fuck I'm going to remember what the fuck kind of sign you is? You feel me?
Like, signed in the details with it. Like,
first off, shout out to Facebook for allowing me to, you know, remember say happy birthdays.
Right.
So, we friends.
Right.
It's funny, though, because I was out the other day with a female friend, and literally the zodiac signs came up, and it was like, how you feel about that? And you know, so you start talking, and be like, oh, I used to date her. I'd be like, what the fuck is that? Like, when is that? Like, is that good? Like, what?
See, that's right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was definitely like, yeah.
I'm an Aries, so according to zodiac signs, I'm incompatible to pretty much everybody because I'm hard headed as shit. Like, but which is true. I'm not gonna dispute that. I'm not gonna lie, but I really feel like my opposite, who's a Libra. So that's anybody born between late September to like mid October.
Oh, you did research, my nigga.
No, nigga, I just feel like I was married to a Libra.
Oh, you know.
So see that.
I feel like when I get married again, because I'm gonna speak it into existence. Hello,
it is.
When I get married again, Hello. It's gonna be to a Libra.
My biggest problem with the zodiac sign is just. I'm going to say women because I don't know if men do this. When they just be like, oh, I can't date this. It's like, but.
Like, what the fuck that means?
Like, yeah. I think all this shit comes from past experiences, relationship, all that. Like, you can't just be like, oh, well, I dated him. He was shitty, so I can't date another one.
Go ahead, because I'm about to segue into something.
Right. So, listen, this is a perfect segue. Thank you, Dre, for bringing that shit up. So, it was just. Attractive young lady.
Mm-hmm. She was in Columbus?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, don't do that. We ain't gonna do that.
I'm just playing.
I love Columbus women. Got
them. You know, shout out to y'all.
Columbus women follow me. Oh, my bad.
Here you go again, being selfish. Oh, single ass nigga. Oh, and then hit her with the D voice and shit. You
right.
Feel me?
What you with
the, this
I will
nigga.
Take care of
this
you.
Nigga. But so, look, so one of my friends, she posted this young lady. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, bad. Was good. She was like, nah, you good. I was like, why? Damn. I was like, what that mean? She was like, because you a Taurus.
What the fuck?
I was like, what the fuck that gotta do with anything? She was like, because X, Y, and Z, she used to date this Taurus nigga, boo, 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 woo, 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 this, that, this, and the third. I'm like, what the fuck that gotta do with me? Like,
I'm not
like nigga, first off, like, put a nigga on. Like, what's good? No, but like, she's just like, she would not... allow that transfer to happen. My nigga, I'm trying to put this full deposit in. You feel me? You feel me? Man, I put a whole work week in. You feel me? Like, what's good? Let's put this deposit in. You feel me? Just what's not happening. Man. So, but it's funny trash. That you brought that up, though. Yeah, that's trash. Because they dealt with a Taurus nigga or they dealt with whatever y'all nigga, Aries nigga. I don't know what your sign is, my nigga.
I'm Aquarius.
I don't even know when that is. Is that like December or some
January,
shit?
January, yeah.
Oh, okay. See? January, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, we don't know.
But, like, they don't, like, no reason why I know he's Aquarius because my sister's Aquarius, so that's the only reason why.
Yeah,
anyway. It don't matter. But, anywho. Yeah. But, like, when she did that, I was just like, damn. So, like, you killing me because, like, I'm
some
this?
Shit you can't control. Like, I have no... How the like, fuck I supposed to know I was born that month?
Like,
my bad. So I'm already predetermined because I'm born on this specific day, this specific time, and I'm this type of sign, and I'm my attitude, my personality, and all that is predetermined.
Because of some traits of that some, they have. Yeah. Come on, like, fuck all that. That killed me with that.
Come on now, dog.
It is what it is.
Okay. Come on now, dog.
Come on, man.
All right, but I still hit that follow button, dog.
Hey, hello. Sure. All right, which gives us a segue. We only go into a couple more because we're running out of time. This is a great segue. Not healing from emotional traumas of the past.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, we went there. We went there. Men and women. Yes.
That's I always all. Say go to therapy. Right? You will uncover some shit that you never even knew you had.
See, yeah.
But I also say don't rush into dating or talking to somebody else because all that shit that you just dealt with is going to come up.
Oh, it's definitely going to fall on it. It's going to fall on that person's shoulders.
Oh, my God.
And then... It's gonna fuck like what I always say this like don't bring your past into your present
exactly.
Because it's gonna fuck up your future
for sure every time
like that it always gonna do that
but
so.
You see it happen so much like
absolutely
I just seen people like literally got a relationship in May and then by June July they had another relationship like nigga how
like how did that fucking happen?
I've seen whole ass people be married
facts
in April get divorced in May and be having boyfriend reveals. Like, I'm like, how that happened?
Wait a minute, you have boyfriend reveals? Wait a minute, how the fuck you do that?
Man, just like they do everything, like gender reveals. Like, I just want to introduce the
Facebook.
World to my boyfriend.
Like, Facebook, I like you to meet my boyfriend.
Hey. Maybe hit the dartboard and that motherfucking blue thing come out. Or it could be a pink. Hey, shout out to the LGBT, ABCD community.
I've seen several people that have been like in long-term relationships and things like that literally like will be... By the time spring hit, they'll be going through the breakup. And then by the time summer hit, they in a whole new ass relationship.
God damn.
And I really feel like you really haven't given yourself time to heal.
Right.
Facts. For you, you know what I'm saying, jumping into something else. Like, I really feel like really feel like being in a relationship
makes them whole.
Do your thing.
Please stop deleting the pictures and think we had forgot that you was with that nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Or vice versa.
No,
we're part of your relationship. So every time you can't delete the picture and then post somebody else think we
already seen it. We seen it.
That goes both ways, too. My nigga, you can't just break up with a girl, delete the picture, then probably with another one. Nigga, what happened to the old girl, bro? Like, we still want to know. Like, give us a story. Like, we was invested in that relationship, my nigga.
This our relationship now.
It is, because
you know what I'm saying?
Nigga,
so,
all kissy face.
Don't break up with her. You know what I'm saying? Don't break up with her and don't give us no explanation. That's our relationship, because you put it on social media when y'all was happy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We need to know the breakup, too. We need to know the end of this story, bro. You can't open up the next chapter without finishing the last.
And that's probably why I'm single as fuck, too. I'm going to tell you why. Cause I am a private ass nigga. That's number one.
That's tough.
I'm a private nigga. Like, I don't need you to know.
I'm with you on that. I'm the same way, but the way social media is, I'm doing air quotes, guys.
Man, fuck social media.
But I know, but people just but so follow invested me though, in, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, if I'm your girl, if I'm your guy, why don't you propose me? Why not your man crush money? Why not your... Relax.
Yeah, niggas don't need to know.
It's not that serious. Like... You know when you know. Like, your friends know if they talking.
The people who need to know, need to know.
The people that need to know, know.
It's just that simple.
Right, and then we're going to go into the last one since, obviously, the conversation just went there. We're going to talk about the role that social media plays in relationships. Absolutely. You're like, do you have to put your significant other on social media for the relationship to be valid?
Yeah.
You know, like, we're gonna talk about that. Like, what y'all feel. Like, my personal feeling is, and I've learned this the hard way, when you let the world in your relationship, you let the world end your relationship.
I see what you did there.
I'm going to say that again. When you let the world in your relationship, you let the world end
your relationship. So he said, when you let the world in your relationship, you let the world end your relationship.
I'm going to break it down. Like, because...
Sorry for y'all whose speakers I just fucked up.
More often than not, we talk about how our parents have... these great relationships and these great marriages, and they've been married for umpteen years. They not on social media, you know what I'm saying? Back then, it was private.
Different time.
You know, they had their little, you know what I'm saying? It was a different time, you know? And, you know, they weren't trying to live up for social media and live up to these expectations of social media and trying to live outside their means or trying to portray this fairy tale relationship that they got, because we all got problems.
You brought up something, and the word that you utilized was expectations. Mm-hmm. Do you think the expectations now is greater now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Compared to then?
Absolutely.
I think it's the opposite way around.
I can get where you're coming from. I definitely get where you're coming from. I think standards are lower.
Expectations are different then, because during our parents' time, during our grandparents' time, it was an expectation for us, and us meaning males, to be the dominant person. Now, it's not the norm per se, because women is technically they're taking over for sure.
But I think on the other end of that, I don't think the expectations are greater than now because we weren't required to do a lot as men back then. And that's what...
Absolutely.
Hold on. Let me talk.
Okay.
I'm talking about emotionally wise. It was no emotional attachment back then.
I see what you're saying.
Your granddad, your great-granddad, they worked.
They probably cheated on your grandma.
Yeah,
they
worked.
And they still got back.
Yeah, they still got back. Everybody, outside kids, but it was like they worked. You know what I'm saying? They came home to a meal. Y'all had sex. You took care of the kid as a female.
And my nigga, he did what he did.
It was no emotional. Facts. It was no emotional being there. Like, he didn't have to talk to you. Y'all didn't. Y'all just was together, which is weird. But now it's so much more emotional things that we tie to it. Mm-hmm. That it's like, we have to talk. We have to do this. We have to do that. That I think emotionally wise, it's far greater. Now, I'm not saying being the provider, because women, they are higher than us, graduation rates, making money. Yeah. So you can't say that. But I think as far as emotional terms, it's definitely higher, because we have to deal with a lot more of I would say emotional things plus the stress women go through, and we have to actually take the time to listen and try to help them work through it. Rather back in the day, it would be, look, I just worked a 12-hour shift, baby. Like, talk to me later.
Suck my dick. What's
up? talk to me later. Like, yeah, that's good. How you take care of the house, that's cool. Yeah. But, like, you know what I'm saying? And then just the roles changing now, it's a whole different world. So
I can agree. But I'm just going to be like, all right, you right.
I know. That's it. That's all we do.
Yeah.
I know we can have an argument about either one.
It definitely can, for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that was just a little bit of a sneak peek.
That's just a taste
of what we have planned.
So you can already tell, like, we're going to agree on some shit, and we're not going to agree on some shit. So that's going to be happening.
It's going to happen. We're going to have a lot of special guests up. You know what I'm saying? We love to hear what you guys have to say. Yeah, we love to... Who? Over here?
Dre lives.
Bruh, you know I got... Bruh, we going to take care...
Hey, definitely put that in there.
No, bruh. None of me.
Bruh.
We definitely got to utilize... Y'all need to say a taste.
What?
I can't get this man to show. I can't get this man to show up at karaoke consistently on Tuesdays, but he want to go ahead and get a mic in his face.
The king of karaoke.
I ain't gonna say what you said, but
Hold on, I don't want no mic in my face. No.
He don't want to talk into the mic all the time.
Pause. You're right. Pause. I think about it.
Hey, but look though. Hold on. Let's address this now. On this show, this first show, like I said, is just going to be a taste as far as like what we're going to do. We ain't going to be pausing each other all the time. Because
no, we're not.
The reason why I say that is because we're going to say stuff that's going to come up, and it's just going to be what it is.
It is what it is, right.
So we having fun right now. We want y'all to get our energy. We want y'all to make sure y'all understand what the fuck we about to get into. Or what y'all about to get into, for real. But we're not going to do that. Y'all ain't going to hear pause throughout the show. We're just doing that now because this is a conversation between brothers.
This is literally, like, we are literally having a recorded conversation right now. No, fact. This was literally what we would be discussing on a regular, this is a Friday night we're recording.
Yeah.
But this is just literally
and
like
this shit low-key, it's low-key sponsored by Bud Platinum.
Right.
Better get a shout out to Bud Light Platinum because I'm drinking it and they not paying me for
you
it.
You feel me?
What about that?
Cut the check.
Right. So this is what we want the conversation to be about. Obviously, we're going to definitely be, you know, cognizant of all of you guys that are listening. Sure. You know, but this is just pretty much an everyday
basic conversation. Once again,
that we sitting here at a table having, and we're just previewing you guys to our conversation.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
So I think that's all we got for the day.
Let's do the shout outs one more time for the social media.
Absolutely. Let's do the shout outs one more time. So definitely follow us on all of our social media platforms. The quickest way to subscribe to us, to listen to us on our podcast, is going to be anchor.fm/ That's Why We're Single. We're on all the social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook. That's Why We're Single. Twitter. That's Why We're the Number One.
It is.
That's it, man. So on behalf of the fellas,
it's your boy Ellie to the ON.
It's Dre with an A.
And I have the pleasure of being DB. And that is That's Why We're Single. So what about you? Why are you single?
Y'all gave all that advice. Y'all niggas is still single.